This is Pat Bodie, host of 900 Views, a podcast about building community through the arts as we build an arts community, and we're previewing an upcoming interview with Tibby Kelcha. He is a computer science engineer and an artist. He's planned an Art Week activity that he'll be telling us about as part of the interview. Also, go to artweekdesmoines.com to find out more about that. But Tibby is also an extremely well-traveled individual. Canada, Nashville, Brazil, Bucharest, New York, Pittsburgh. He was born in Romania. And so while he came to art later in life, he's had the ability to observe how art has had a role in some of these different communities where he's been involved. So Tibby, what can you tell us about how you have seen the arts play a role in building community? What do you see as the role of art in community building?
Well, I started making art pretty late in life, but I've been interested in art for a long time. It kind of started in Bucharest, you know, like I grew up in under the communist regime in Romania, and the official art was, well, not very interesting. And there were all these kind of underground art activities, which I was extremely drawn to. And I've made so many friends and people, and, you know, kind of life was much more interesting if we are able to attend these concerts and art exhibitions. So that was kind of my first introduction to creating a community through art. And, you know, in all the places where I've lived, I've tried to find out more about the local arts scene, for lack of a better word. And that included, you know, official museums, but also non-profit galleries, non-profit institutions. A lot of times those were creating much more interesting or engaging experiences for me. You know, that translated later on when I actually started making art and started to get involved with these organizations as an artist. Kind of was a natural progression for me. Like, for example, in Nashville, I was involved with an organization called Untitled that was organizing exhibitions, non-juried exhibitions, one night only. It was lots of fun. Everyone could bring one piece. We would usually discuss with some building owners, hey, can we have this space for a night? Usually the answer was yes. Yeah, those were extremely interesting and lots of fun. You know, also when I moved to Ames, you know, I got involved with Ames Community Art, mm-hmm. which was organizing, again, exhibitions, installation festivals. For example, a few years ago, we organized an exhibition that was taking place on a river. So in order to see the exhibition, you'd have to float down the river to see the artworks.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It was lots of fun. I totally enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, for me, it was a continuum, you know, using those experiences that I had as a young person to kind of build community and get involved in communities after I started making that. For me, it was just a natural progression.
How do you see the arts communities of Ames and Des Moines, for example, comparing to some of those others you've been either directly or more tangentially involved in over time? Is this, how are we doing? How is our community through the arts?
I think they are quite strong. I really do. When I moved to Ames, for example, I was expecting to have like a shock because I've always lived in places in large cities. Mm-hmm. So Ames by a factor of about 20 is the smallest city that I've ever lived in, you know, and okay. I wasn't expecting much to happen, but I was surprised. I mean, we were like very pleasantly surprised about, you know, all the things that are happening here. And through the people that I met in Ames, the artists that I met in Ames, you know, introduced me to people in Des Moines. So, for example, you mentioned Rachel Busey from Art Beacon. You know, I was introduced to her through people from Ames. I think they are, you know, community of artists are pretty strong and vibrant here.
Well, that's good to hear. And thank you for joining me for the interview that folks are going to be able to hear coming up soon. And this is Tibby Kelcha of Ames, an artist, engineer, and one of the folks who's been involved in developing some Art Week activities. And we want to encourage everybody to participate in Art Week. Thank you for joining us for this preview of 900 Views. I'm Pat Bodie.